Chapter 9. People of Jerusalem. So all Israel were reckoned by genealogies, and behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel. And Judah was carried away captive to Babylon for their disobedience. Now the first inhabitants who lived in their possessions, in their cities, were Israel, the priests, the Levites, and the Nethinim. In Jerusalem lived of the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin, and of the children of Ephraim and Manasseh. Uthai, the son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, of the children of Perez, the son of Judah. Of the Shilonites, Azaiah, the firstborn, and his sons. Of the sons of Zerah, Jeuel, and their brothers, 690. Of the sons of Benjamin, Salu, the son of Meshulam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasanua, and Ibneam, the son of Jeroham, and Elah, the son of Uzzi, the son of Mikri, and Meshulam, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Reuel, the son of Ibnijah, and their brothers, according to their generations, 956. All these men were heads of fathers' households by their fathers' houses. The returning priests. Of the priests, Jedaiah, and Jehoiarib, Jachin, and Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Meraioth, the son of Ahitub, the ruler of the house of God, and Adiah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Pashur, the son of Malchijah, and Maasai, the son of Adiel, the son of Jozerah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Meshillemeth, the son of Immer, and their brothers, heads of their fathers' houses, 1,760, very able men for the work of the service of the house of God. The returning Levites. Of the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Hashub, the son of Azricam, the son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari, and Bakbakar, Hirish, and Galil, and Mattaniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zichri, the son of Asaph, and Obadiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Galil, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. Gatekeepers in Jerusalem. The porters, Shalom, and Akub, and Talmon, and Ahiman, and their brothers. Shalom was the chief, who hitherto waited in the king's gate eastward. They were the porters for the camp of the children of Levi. Shalom, the son of Kori, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Korah, and his brothers, of his father's house. The Korahites were over the work of the service, keepers of the thresholds of the tent. And their fathers had been over the camp of Yahweh, keepers of the entry. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, was ruler over them in time past, and Yahweh was with him. Zechariah, the son of Meshelemiah, was porter of the door of the tent of meeting. All these who were chosen to be porters in the thresholds were 212. These were reckoned by genealogy in their villages, whom David and Samuel the seer did ordain in their office of trust. So they and their children had the oversight of the gates of the house of Yahweh, even the house of the tent, by wards. On the four sides were the porters, toward the east, west, north, and south, their brothers in their villages were to come in every 7 days from time to time to be with them. For the 4 chief porters, who were Levites, were in an office of trust, and were over the rooms and over the treasuries in the house of God. They lodged around the house of God, because that duty was on them, and to them pertained its opening, morning by morning. Certain of them were in charge of the vessels of service, for by count were these brought in, and by count were these taken out. Some of them also were appointed over the furniture, and over all the vessels of the sanctuary, and over the fine flour, and the wine, and the oil, and the frankincense, and the spices. Some of the sons of the priests prepared the confection of the spices. Mattathiah, one of the Levites, who was the firstborn of Shallum the Korahite, had the office of trust over the things that were baked in pans. Some of their brothers, of the sons of the Kohathites, were over the showbread, to prepare it every Sabbath. These are the singers, heads of fathers' houses of the Levites, who lived in the rooms and were free from other service, for they were employed in their work day and night. These were heads of fathers' houses of the Levites throughout their generations, chief men. These lived at Jerusalem. Descendants of Saul. In Gibeon there lived the father of Gibeon, Jeiel, whose wife's name was Maacah, and his firstborn son, Abdon, and Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Ner, and Nadab, and Gedor, and Ahio, and Zechariah, and Mikloth. Mikloth became the father of Shimeam. They also lived with their brothers in Jerusalem, over against their brothers. Ner became the father of Kish, and Kish became the father of Saul, and Saul became the father of Jonathan, and Malchishua, and Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan was Merib-Baal, and Merib-Baal became the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Python, and Melech, and Taria, and Ahaz. Ahaz became the father of Jerah, and Jerah became the father of Alemeth, and Asmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri became the father of Moza, and Moza became the father of Beniah, and Rephaiah, his son, Eliasa, his son, Azel, his son. Azel had 6 sons, whose names are these: Azricam, Bakaru, and Ishmael, and Sheariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel.